Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Sir Elton bringing us back 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Have a great visit with our good friend Eva Rosenberg. Eva's an original founding member of our Brain Trust all the way back to 1998. More than 18 years she's been hanging out with us. How about that? She is a tax mama. She is the author of Deduct Everything. That's her new books, Tax Reducing Strategies. Books full of that. And her new book, her original book, Small Business Taxes Made Easy, coming out soon for the new edition. Eva, thanks again for being here. You're helping us so many different ways in some of the little, somewhat not esoteric, but maybe not as properly dealt with expenses. And I brought up the concept of mileage, of mileage deductions earlier. And you have a lot more to say about that, don't you?
Oh, God, yes. I could do hours on that, but we won't. We'll only spend a few minutes on that.
Well, whenever I travel for clients in a car, and I, for example, if I drive somewhere instead of flying, I go to the IRS and find out what their mileage is, current is, and that's what I charge my clients.
Oh yeah, and that's a great way to do that, to submit expense reports and things like that. And you know, there are a lot of people who don't want to really keep track of all of the detailed records for all of the repairs and maintenance, or they have several cars and they're all those numbers are combined together on the same insurance policy or the same whatever, so they, you know, the same credit card. So they don't want to track the actual expenses. Mileage is a lot easier, and with the various apps that are out there, you know, that are based on GPS and so forth, they can actually track where they're driving and how many miles and keep track of all of that in an app and download it every month. So, you know, those are some really good tools we have now that we have smartphones and things to use in the world.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But the mileage rates, people don't really know this, and sometimes even tax professionals are surprised. The mileage rate has a component that includes depreciation. So every time you use the mileage rate, you're also depreciating your car. So if you drove the car, say, 100,000 miles over the last few years, it's very likely that you've completely depreciated your car. So
through
when
you
sell it,
through the mileage component, which means that you have an asset with no basis in it, and
exactly.
when you sell it, you've got phantom income.
Exactly, and so people don't really realize.
And I bet you 99 out of 100 people have no idea that that's happening.
Probably, and I'm going to be sad to say that probably half the tax professionals practicing don't know that. EAs and CPAs will know that.
Mm-hmm.
And those tax professionals that are members of national tax organizations, accounting societies,
right. They
will know that. There are 400,000 tax professionals that are unlicensed, that are not part of anything, and I'm willing to bet those 400,000 don't know this fact.
Mm-hmm. I would think so. And let me say this. I didn't know that I guess I should have. If I'd thought about it, I guess I would have. But I haven't turned in, you know, automobile mileage expenses more than once a year for several years now. Most of the time I fly, and I don't charge clients to drive to the airport, but if I drive to their location, it's, you know, a couple hundred miles or something like that, I charge them for that.
Of course.
That's not a big thing for me, but some people it is. Some people, that's the big part of their reimbursement.
Well, that's another interesting thing. For people like you and me who don't really drive that much because everything we do is local or for me at home, then when I do drive for business, it's going to be a huge percentage of my car's expenses.
Right.
You know, so if I drive 1,000 miles a year, probably 700 of that is going to be business, even though it's 700 miles.
Mm-hmm.
So mileage is useless when you drive very little you're better off taking the actual expenses and taking the large percent of the actual expenses.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to look at that balance. The other thing is, if you're leasing a vehicle, you have to pretty much use the actual expenses, or if you start with mileage, you have to stay with the mileage. And I know that yesterday you were talking about...
You can't mix and match during the year.
Not during the year. And you were talking about Section 179 yesterday.
Right. Uh-huh.
And, you know, which is very useful for people buying expensive cars.
Quickly.
Basically, if you start out with depreciation in Section 179 the first year, you can't use mileage after that.
You have to stay it, yeah. Hey, Eva, TaxMama.com, thanks for being here. Eva, good job. Come back soon.
Thank you very much, and have a less taxing day.
Quick break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.